Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the MLK Monday edition. You're all being Rickrolled right now.
I explained being Rickrolled to my daughter this weekend, and it was glorious.
Yeah?
I got Rickrolled right when I walked into the grocery store this weekend, and I spread it to everybody else. And the thing about getting Rickrolled is you really don't get mad about it. You just kind of like,
got me again.
We're all... I searched together for, you know, songs, because we're trying to come together for Martin Luther King, and I saw Together Forever on there. It's the other Rick Astley song.
Well, this long-distance dedication's going out to you, CJ, because I got to tell you, after the sort of day we've had in the weekend, you know, Vance Bray and I both worked this weekend, I just don't have the patience for, you know, let's just say the objectively very conservative and often wrong. So try me again tomorrow.
He was cordial in the show earlier, but I don't know that you're going
to
have...
We don't have to take the guy every show every day, do we?
It's your show, man. I am not
taking you, CJ. Totally not today. Again. Try me again tomorrow. 844-967-2789. No offense, CJ, but if your name's CJ, don't call. Julie from Minneapolis. You're not named CJ. Welcome to you, Julie.
Hi. Say, I hate to be a Debbie Downer on a Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, don't really want to be a Debbie Downer. But, you know, there are some good reasons. You know, I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but about 40% of Americans at some time will have a disability and they'll have to be off work, whether it's a permanent disability or maybe it's just for a couple of months with a very, very bad back or some kind of injury. And, you know, voting rights extend to people who have disabilities, too. And I wish they'd get mad. I wish the elderly would get mad. I wish the disabled would get mad and really be a force. The low income, as you said, there's so many groups. Of course, it's the vice is mainly at the throats of African Americans. But if enough white people would rise up and say, we're not going to tolerate this, you know what? So that's kind of a frustration for me. What do you guys think?
You know, Julie, we actually worked with the Disability Voting Board here in the state of Wisconsin last year. I believe it was last year. It might have been 2020. Don't want to be inaccurate. But we've encouraged voting. We have a state lawmaker in the state of Wisconsin, Jimmy Anderson, who's wheelchair bound. And Jimmy had a traumatic injury, and Jimmy won a state rep seat from Fitchburg, Wisconsin. And Jimmy had considered running for caucus leadership and had some very harsh things to say, even about his Democratic colleagues. They didn't feel like he was qualified to lead. Now, in regards to other disabled people, it's not about one guy, but, you know, he is a guy that perhaps is emblematic in the state of Wisconsin of people that are disabled that are trying to do the civic thing. And I've got a son who just turned 18 and he just missed the election this year. And I guarantee he would have voted against Donald Trump. Julie, he saw when Trump came out, and I forget the journalist's name, but the guy from the New York Times who has a condition, and Trump mocked his disability effectively.
I still got a picture of that from the New York Times.
Well, my son,
I cut it out.
My son, who is on the spectrum, but certainly is a, you know, has his own strengths and some weaknesses, and probably would fit the definition of permanently disabled, unfortunately. But he certainly has enough common sense to know that Donald Trump is not an empathetic human being. He's not compassionate.
Yeah, really.
And my son is. And my son cannot wait to vote. I can't wait to take him to vote this year. And I know there are other people that are going to have some hurdles. But we encourage people here, right here on this radio show, certainly, and on this radio station, Julie, I encourage every qualified voter to vote. Hell, do it like the Republicans do. Vote twice.
Yeah, I heard about that down in, what's that place called?
The Villages.
You know, I have a friend whose parents are down there. She's in her early 50s and they're in their mid 70s. And it is just a drunken brawl of dancing and drugs. And it is crazy. She was upset. I mean, it's just, they supposedly moved down there to play golf, among other things, I guess. That's a wild place. And it is mainly Republican. And I guess four people from the Villages falsely voted with fraud.
And Julie, I don't mean to take your good thought and take it too far astray because, you know, Trumplandia down there in Florida, although it does sound like a good time from the outside. No, I'm not. I don't want to diminish the point you were making, Julie, which is disabled voters, they actually make up a much more significant
block. And there's a lot of hurdles. There's a lot of hurdles, just like it is for elderly and other categories of people. And I just wish, I'm glad to hear that that's going on in Wisconsin. I just wish that more people would get mad and join this movement and never give up the pressure, because we all know that democracy is threatened. So, but anyway, thanks so much for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for listening. AM 950, our friends, the progressive voice of, is it Minneapolis or the entire state of Minnesota?
The progressive voice, of Minnesota. So. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. KTNF, we love our friends up there. Thank you for listening, Julie. Be like Julie. Join the Devil's Advocates radio show at 844-967-2789. Here's an old friend, Mark from SAC. Welcome back, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey brother. Appreciate you being on. It's just, I hear guys like CJ talk, like he talked in the last round, that why do the scales drop from his eyes and see what this, you know, these Republican passed bills that are attempting to reduce or decrease the franchise, the opportunities for us to exercise our franchise, as for what it is. I mean, that it is just...
Because Mark, I can tell you why. Because his team lies to him. His team tells him that's not their motive. That's not their intent. And you've got a voter ID, so why shouldn't everybody have a voter ID? Mark, it starts with misleading, and it continues. You know, it's only reasonable. You gotta have a driver's license to buy cough medicine these days. Well, yeah, because you might manufacture meth, but what's that got to do with creating a hurdle to vote? But overall, Mark, things like voter ID, it has been a persuasive argument, because now like 70% of all Americans think that should be the law of the land. And I think it's discriminatory, but what do I know? I'm just crudy. More Devils. We'll be back.
He's a very mean person. They like a person like me.